Good evening, everyone. Sorry about the delay. Let's get started. Okay. So the Gemara Yudgim Amudbeis, the Gemara brings down a Shaila. The question is, what about a kain who's a shaita? How do you feed him trumo? Maybe it became about carrying, maybe as well carry. We don't know. He's not able to tell himself. So the Gemara says that you are Baggett around the Aver that you could check to see if he was Ra Keri, and in that way you can know whether he was Ra Keri or not. And they said back to him, if you make such a apparatus, you make such a kiss around the Aver, that itself could cause chimum, and we don't want to do that, and therefore they did not recommend making this kiss shel ar. So I'm skipping now to the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says four lines in the bottom. You see from here that mechnasayim asurim. It's actually for the Gemara that you're not allowed to wear mechnasayim, not allowed to wear what we call pants because they have some type of kiss around the aver, you know, holes in the aver like this, what they did for the zav. And we see that that shouldn't be done because it's maybe lidei chima. So, in fact, the Gemara v'aksiv, we have a beferesh pasuk in the Torah that mechnasayim are mutter. It says by the kahanim, say lahem mechnasay ban, make mechnasayim of ban for the kahanim. So, see, obviously, it's not a problem. It's mutter. Lechasayis masa erva. So how are they allowed to have these mechnasayim? So the Gemara answers, "Ahu kidatanya." That's different. That's like we learned in the Brayso. Mechnasay kahanim lamahem daimim kimin malmalya shal parashim lamala and masayim matir rechaim yesham shnasim in the mesenekavol beisayim. So basically, the Gemara answers that mechnasay kahanim were different. They're a special type of mechnasayim. They're very, very wide. They did not have a makam around the aver to be a kiss, and therefore there was no chashash chimum. That's why the kahanim were allowed to wear them. But regular mechnasayim, like was common in those days, where it has something around the aver, that would talk about yasa. And then the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, Reichabe, Gemalim, Asurin Lachal Betruma. Those who ride on camels are also not allowed to eat truma because they were afraid that they'll be nischamim with the basar of the camel, and they'll be mitzizarim, and they'll be asa betruma, so they should not eat truma as well. So those are the two dinim we have in the Gemara, Reichabe, Gemalim, and Mechnasayim. So just if you take the Gemara at the on face value, the pashas is that the mechnasayim is asur. It sounds like to wear pants would be a problem, would be an isser. There's a chashash chimum, it could be maybe lidei carry, unless you have very, very wide pants like the kahanim had, where there is no, it's basically flat all the way down, way below the aver. But if you have mechnasayim that has something around the aver, that would taka be asur to wear. And the obvious question is, so then what's the pshat in the arminig, you know, for various hundreds of years already, maybe even thousands of years, depending on where they lived, people wore mechnasayim. So what do we do with this Gemara that seems to say that mechnasayim are asur? Now the this kasha, the Ritva already asked this kasha. The Ritva says that Tara Arminig is sarchiyin, and the Ritva says he says in the Gemara that mechnasayim are asur and pirush and again batav rach vafilu lenasur. First of all, the Ritva bavarns that this is true even for a married person, even though we find in a medalef, you know, there's certain coolest, if a person is married, we're more makom is in yonim. When it comes to mechnasayim, obviously there's no chiluk if you're married or not married. And the raya is mechakashi alei mechnasay kahanim, because the Gemara asks from kahanim. So if you're asking from kahanim, obviously it's also even if you're married. Now the Ritva's raya is not so pashut, because you know you could say that maybe the Gemara was asking from kahanim who are not married, kahanim who are bachrim. Pashas they can also do avaida. You don't have to be married to do the avaida, you know, except on Yom Kippur, but the rest of the year is not a problem. So not so clear what the Ritva's Raya is, but that's what he says. You see, even for Nisuim would be Aser. And he says, V'achshav kula b'davar hazeh b'chol aretz hazeis. He says, now this became a kula in this whole country. Everybody wears mechnasayim. V'ainli amash nismach, I do not have what to be samecha. So the Ritva is asking the kasha, he's pointing out, now the so let's just clarify Shiloh over here. What exactly is the gather of this din? This is a mechnasayim. What type of halacha is it? So one way to understand it is that it's a halacha in what's called Hilchos Eben Ezer. It's a shaila of chimum, of keri, of being over on that iser, and therefore Chazal said you're not allowed to wear mechnasayim in order that you shouldn't come lidei chimum. It could be a more of an Eben Ezer degedin. Or perhaps we could say maybe it's not a Eben Ezer degedin, but maybe it's a truma degedin. Maybe it's a shaila in Hilchos truma. In order to eat truma, you can't have tumas aguf. You can't be a bal keri. And therefore Chazal said, don't wear mechnasayim, because by wearing them, it's very likely that you'll come lidei keri. And therefore they say not to wear mechnasayim. But other than truma, maybe we're not so makbin on it. Maybe the etzem chash of keri is not such a big deal, just like we find in the Gemara before, that we're machmer for truma even more than we're machmer for nida in certain cases, because eating truma b'tumas aguf is very chamer. So maybe this is really a truma digedin, not a even ezer digedin. Now the Rambam does not bring down the halacha of nechnasayim. I don't think he brings it anywhere. He ignores this whole issue, but he does bring down the din of Reich V'Gemalim, the din of the Nalat Sinan and Gamal, the Rambam brings down, and then he brings down an Hilchos Trumas. And Hilchos Trumas, Perigzan Allah above, the Reich V'Gemalim and Nalat Truma, and it would be Mashma from the Rambam that the Rambam understood at least the din of Reich V'Gemalim is a Truma Dikadin. It's not a Issa Dikadin, it's not an Avanazah Dikadin, it's a special Takana Liabe Truma that you can't ride a camel and then eat Truma because we're Chashish for Chimum. So I think it would be mistaber that Lefi the Rambam, who had done this din of Mechnasayim, also is not this is not a din al Saban Ezer. It's not a din for everyone. It's a din for Eichli Truma. If you're eating Truma, Bizman, the Truma is Naig, you're not allowed to wear Mechnasayim because it might come with the Chimum. But Bizman, where there's no Truma, Bizman Hazah, then it would not be a problem. It would talk to be Mutter. There's no Isser if you're not somebody eating Truma. And that, I think, would be an answer for the Rav's Kasha. Why Bizman Hazah? Why in his times was the meaning to be Mekel? Because they understood that the whole din of the Gemara is like the Rambam is Mashma. It's a din in Achilles Truma, not a din in Ebenezer, and therefore it would be Mutter Bizman Hazah. That could be one Mahalach to get out of the Kasha of the Rav. Now, the problem is, you know, that's good in the Rambam. You know, so the Ritva obviously is chayuk. The Ritva held it is a din in Eben Ezer, not a din in Truma, and therefore he asks his kasha. So the question is, what do we hold the Maisa? The halacha? Do we hold like the Rambam? Do we hold like the Ritva? How does this affect us? So the if you look in the Mechaber, so the Mechaber happens to bring the din of Reich V'Gemalim in Eben Ezer. He obviously held it in Eben Ezer, the din, not like the Rambam. And the Mechaber doesn't say anything about Mechnasayim, but the Ramah does talk about it. The Ramah is in Eben Ezer Simchav Gimel. Sevav, and the Ramah says like this. He says, "Haga, the Gemara Perikal Yad Mashma the Asa Lovash Mechnasayim in Lay Asun Kebatei Shokayim." The Gemara is Mashma, you cannot wear Mechnasayim unless they're very wide, like the Kahana Mishum Demevli De Ashchas Azera, because it could bring you to Ashchas Azera. Afupi Nazak the Ramah, Afupi She Efsher Lidchais. Maybe you could be Manchid the Gemara La Kamer Ela Biyameim. Maybe the Gemara is only going in those days. Shehayilam Truma because they had Truma Vikilamecha Shatumas Aguf and. There's a chashash of tumas aguf, but bizman hazeh, the Ramah is providing what I said. Maybe bizman hazeh, it's mutter, right? So the Ramah himself mentions this dichui that I'm saying, but zok the Ramah, you can't say that. Mikomachem idehevi harush b'psaka, but the rush brings this in his alak, because the rush over here neither paskins this din. They're not allowed to wear mechnasayim. So if the rush brings it down, mashma daf bizman hazeh, I'll say that would be mashma that even bizman hazeh would be usher to wear mechnasayim. And therefore he holds that it is negev in Mizman Hazeh. So the Ramah is coming out clearly based on the Rosh. It's dirk from the Rosh. This halach is negev l'dayus, even Mizman Hazeh. It's nothing to do with Truma. It's halach in Eben Ezer, and it is negev Mizman Hazeh. Not like the Rambam, but like the Ritva. So MK, now we have a big problem. Now Lamaisa, we see we paskin not like the Rambam. We paskin like the Ritva, we paskin like the Rosh. So what's up, Shana Arminig of wearing Mechnasayim? So it's really Hadr L'Kushyo, Hadr L'Tuchto Kushyos HaRitva. And Emma says that the Ramah himself asks this question, the Ramah and Darchi Moshe, over here off and on, he asks this question. He says, Mamash like the Ritva. He says, V'yesh Ritva, Yeshu Raiva Eilam Nagim Hatta B'Levisha Samechnasayim, Rifat B'Vis Amerchatz. He says, it's Tamua. Most of the people, most of the world do wear Mechnasayim, and the Chayr, it's Aser. And he says, it can't be Madcha, it's only for Truma. We see from the Rosh, not like that. So the Ramah himself really asks the Kasha the Ritva, and he also blabs, he doesn't really say Teretz. And, you know, this is a big problem. The Ramah, the Ritva, they're both very bothered with our minig. Lamaisa, we all know the minig is to wear mechnasayim. So what is the pshat in that minig? And it would seem that the Teretz is, and the Pesach Tshuva really speaks this out, the Aruch HaShulchan as well, over here. The Pesach Tshuva says that it's true the mechnasayim are aser, but it's mevu in the Gemara that it's only aser when it has some type of kiss, which is miyuchet for the Eva. That's the way mechnasayim were in those days. But the mechnasayim that we have today are a different type of mechnasayim. Even though they might not be mamish as wide as the mechnasayim of the kahanim, but there is no compartment that's miyochid for the aver, so that would be considered, basically has a din of the mechnasayim of kahanim. It's not something that's maybe lidei chimum, and that would be 100% mutter, and that would be a heter for the for minhag today to wear mechnasayim. And again, it's not, the Ramah doesn't, you know, seems to be bothered with this a little bit. He doesn't seem to be so happy with this, but the Pesach Tshuva, the Archa Shulchan, they're all made that this is the minig, this is what we're selechan, that our mechnasayim are different than the mechnasayim of the Zman HaGemara, and our mechnasayim are more similar to the mechnasayim Kahanim, and therefore they're mutab Zman HaZah. So that we have, definitely have what to be selechan for our minig to wear pants. But the problem that remains is, you know, that's good for pants, but what about, you know, what's under the pants, you know, Hanikra underpants, thing, the beggar which is Samach Laguf, that we wear, you know, that for sure is mamish like what the Kohanim had. That's something which has a tick, which is miyuchad for the Eber. That should mamish be the Isser of the Gemara. What's the hatter for that? You know, the whole, the Ramah, the Pesach Tshuva, the Archa Shulchan, they're all talking about mechnasayim, which is l'chaira, regular pants. But what we wear, the bag of a samach l'guf, that l'chaira should be a problem. And that's not so clear. Why is that takamutter? What's the hatter to wear that? So, you know, that is a problem. It's not so pashut. Now, the one thing you could say, if you look in the Rush over here, again, that the Rush does bring down this halacha, and the Ramah is medayik from the Rush, that it's negative as man as that, but the Divrei Chamudos points out that the Rush in Shabbos, in the first parak, seems to be sois to the Rush over here. The Rush in the first parak of Shabbos says that Bizman HaGemara, even, they did wear things that had a kiss, which is miyuchad for the Eber, or at least Bizman HaRishonim, and that seemed to be mutter. So what's the pshat? How could that be mutter? It must be the Rush held that the whole Isser is only Bizman that they ate Truma, not Bizman Hazar, like the Ramah wanted, like the Havamin of the Ramah. What about the Rosh over here? It brings it down Lahalacha. Why is he bringing down this Lahalacha? So it's like the Mechamudis, the Rosh over here is only saying it needs Chassidus. So about the Lahalacha Bizman Hazar, there's no Isser. He's saying, okay, about it, it needs Chassidus to always be Makbin, not to have any Mechassim at all. But that's not Maker Adin. Maker Adin, we hold it's only Naig Bizman that there is Truma. And that again would be a Hatha for our Minig today. But the problem is, again, the Ramah obviously doesn't learn that way. The Ramah said clearly that the Rosh holds that it is Nag Bizman Hazah. So Lefi the Ramah, we still have a problem with our Minig. So I think Lefi the Ramah, you would have to say that our Mechnasayim, even our Begin HaSamach LeGuf that we wear, even that is different than what they had in those days. In those days, it was something very, you know, mamish, a tek miyuchad la'ever, that was maybe Lidei Chimum, was more defined, that was its purpose. It was more tight. Mashenkin, what we have is not mamish miyuchad la'ever. It is more loose, and therefore that would not go into the Issa Mechnasayim. That would be daimed to the Mechnasayim Kahanim, and that l'chayra would be the makif arminig. That's what we're saying, that this is not exactly what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to something which is mamish a tik hamiyuchad la'ever. That could be one mahalach. Now, l'maisa, there are gedalim, there were chashuvim, who, because of this problem, are makbid to wear their beged hasamach l'guf is something wider, something that does not have a, you know, something more like shorts, that does not have anything which is miyuchad for the aver, and there were chashish for this issue, that would be going to the Isser Mechnasayim, and l'maisa, I heard a svar that even that is not so possible, because you get into a different issue, because as Allah and Archaim, Bizman Kriyashma, the Eber cannot be touching the guf, can't be touching your leg. And if you have, if the Begin HaSamach LeGuf is wider, then that can end up happening. You can end up touching the leg. And even though you might be Machmer and Ebenezer, you're going to end up being Mekel and Archaim and some type of Liberesa Eber during Kriyashma. If the Begin is tighter the way we have it, then you would not have a problem during Kriyashma, but then you get into this issue during Ebenezer, unless you say that there's a talking out the beggar that they had in the days of the Gemara. So Al Kapanim, there are different minhagim. Every minhag has what to be Saimachan, and at the end of the day, it seems to be that the Pasha says what we have today is not exactly the same thing as the Mechnasayim they had in the Gemara. Bechlal, besides the fact that there are Shitas that maybe Lalacha were not Chayshish for the Rosh, but even Lefi the Ramah, who is Chayshish like the Rosh, there's what to be Saimachan, and our minhag that this will not go into the Isser of Mechnasayim. Have a good night.